When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
All right, Marty Cordero's coming up in 10 minutes here. Talk about Union Omaha's big week here in the U.S. Open Cup. Tell you all you need to know about that. We're in a weird sports season, that's for sure. No football. People don't quite care about baseball yet. Unless you're a sicko like us.
Or have stopped caring about it because their team is bad.
Who's that?
I saw a lot of Cardinals fans over the weekend be like, you know what? I just might check out for the next month or so on this team.
Cardinals fans are so quick to pull the trigger.
Well, they're the best fans in the sport.
They're just like, I absolutely give up with this team. They need to fire everybody immediately. Like, you guys got to calm down. This is baseball. Also, Sometimes you're going to be bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the Cardinals.
Including the Cardinals. I know it's hard to believe. They might also be. They need Yachty and Mike Matheny back.
Those were the glory days.
That's what they need. Albert Pujols, too. So we're in weird sports season. So one of the things we're paying attention to, once again, if you're a sicko, Adrian Martinez, what's he doing? Adrian Martinez is currently absolutely wrecking the UFL.
Letting them know.
Over the weekend, on Saturday, he was 23 for 36, 369 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Nice.
On top of these, you know, the other things that he's done this year, he's had some notable games. A 300-yard passing game about a month ago. He's on top of, like... I was looking as hard as I possibly could because I think it was Sean Callahan who wrote in his rundown thing today. He was like, he's like the favorite. Adrian's the favorite to win the MVP. I looked at everything I possibly could to find MVP odds for this league, and I couldn't find any.
Sounds like you got to go offshore.
I would have had to go offshore. Boda. Probably. I don't go offshore.
No.
Bovada.
Yeah, that's the one.
Whatever it might be. They might have it there. I'm sure they do.
6-0 Birmingham Stallions, only undefeated team in the league.
Yeah, but the one thing I did find is that they are a favorite to win the UFL this year, which is the thing. Now you're going to make me go to offshore gambling sites.
Okay, so he has played in all 6 games. I don't think he started all those games.
No.
If I remember right.
No.
What stands as passing touchdowns.
The other thing about the UFL is their stats are impossible to read.
4th in the league in passing touchdowns. AJ McCarron has more.
Interesting.
Just one pick, only been sacked 7 times. These are good numbers.
Let's see. All football.
He's 2nd in the league in rushing.
Dude, yeah, he's crushing everybody.
I don't know if you know this. He's not a running back.
Even on the Bovada, they only have the UFL championship. They don't have it. So I don't know. Could he be the favorite? Sure. We're going to call him the favorite to win the MVP. Do you automatically, like soccer, like we're going to talk about with President C in a minute, do you automatically get a spot on an NFL roster if you win the MVP of the UFL? / should you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you should. I think you should. I think you should automatically get a spot in the NFL if you win the UFL MVP. If you're like, he'll get offers off of this probably anyway, but he's done a really nice job in this weird football league that many people are watching and many people care about. Actually, the reception of it has been pretty good. For spring football. Anyway. Also, the other two weird sporting events over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you have any money on Mystic Dan?
Mystic Dan. I didn't.
You didn't?
I did not bet the Derby this year.
Mike Tirico told me to download download this app that I could use in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. I saw Jack Mitchell making bets from Lincoln, but they didn't call them bets, so it was legal.
I think that's right. Something along those lines.
He put down a buck and won like 16, but he did it twice because he made a mistake because he's Jack Mitchell and he just spells things wrong and enters data wrong.
Mm. That sounds normal.
Which I know that sounded like an insult. I actually find it quite charming about him.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So he placed the dollar bet twice, so he won twice.
That's good.
Because he bet on Mystic Dan.
What an impressive mistake.
Because he knows ball.
Yeah, I also had a wager on Mystic Dan.
You did?
Yeah.
With Jack Mitchell's weird sports book?
I don't know what Jack was using.
Okay.
I don't know what Jack was using, but like the one that they were advertising on the Kentucky, like you could horse bet wherever. And so I didn't have the great pleasure of going to the state of Iowa before the Derby started. So I needed to do it from the comfort of the chair that I was sitting in.
Hell yeah.
And so I did. And I placed a couple wagers across the board, and Mystic Dan was one of them. Bada bing. I know horse, Josh.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I know horse. By a nose, man.
Was it like terrifying for you as someone that had money on it and then it came literally this close?
No.
As I put the photo finish up on the screen? We're a TV show now.
Here's my hot take about the Kentucky Derby. I don't want it to be that close.
No, you want your horse to win by four?
No, it's not about who. It's not about which horse that I'm betting on. It's not about betting at all. Like, I like it when the horse comes down and it's got like it's close enough, right? It's not like by 100 furlongs,
right,
or whatever it is.
You want the race to be exciting for the whole 2 minutes.
But then the one, it's like the horse finishes with the coronation of like, and this horse wins, which I feel like I'm saying horse a lot, but you know, you get it.
More times than we say the word.
Because we had to spend 2 minutes afterwards figuring out who won.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
I didn't like that part. Just like the one year a couple of years ago where the one horse got eliminated because it bumped the other horse. And then we had to spend the next 5 minutes thinking about who actually won the damn thing. I want to know who won right away, much like it was in NASCAR.
Fliff was the app that Jack Mitchell used.
It was not that one.
It was not that one. Okay.
It was not that one. I should probably just say it at this point. Brian says I use the TwinSpires app for the past 3 to 4 years for my living room. That is the one. So sure. You can do it from the comfort of your own home if you live here in this fine state of Nebraska, which many of our listeners do, I assume. But that's my hot take in the Derby. I like it when the horses win by more than a snout,
sure,
a nose.
And then
in NASCAR,
one more thing on Mystic Dan, it would have been one of the all-time choke jobs had Mystic Dan lost, because coming around that last
all-time
turn,
all-time choke job.
He was up by a lot, and everybody caught him at the end.
I like when I saw the pictures this morning of them putting the cape over Mystic Dan, and he was getting a nice little bath, a nice little sponge bath. I wonder if Mystic Dan was proud.
I did it. I did the damn thing.
He seemed really happy to be getting a sponge bath.
Sure, who wouldn't?
And he must have known that none of the other horses had the cape.
Yeah.
That said Kentucky Derby winner on it. Not that the horse can read.
There's some context clues, though.
Yeah, but like, you're getting special treatment. Uh-huh. None of the other horses are.
Oh, after we do this running thing, I don't normally get a robe of roses placed around me.
Right, right, right.
Something is going on. Everyone seems very excited. I am borderline spooked.
Pull question up at Happer Show. Are you happy to receive a sponge bath like Mystic Dan was? And now, I'm sure all the horses got baths.
Sure.
But that one in particular got a really special one. Really special one. And then there was Kyle Larson, who didn't get the sponge bath afterwards, but he got...
His race was even closer, though.
His race was even closer.
Look at that on the TV, on the screen there. Look at that.
Wow, wow, wee, wow, Josh. Look at that at Kansas Speedway. Mm. It's a story of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Finishing by noses. Wins by noses. That's all. Tank writes in on the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. The horse just, he says the horse knows he won. Do we really? I like that. That was the context. That was the take from Tank. The horse knows that he won. That's always my question, after everything, after every Kentucky Derby, does the horse know? And how does that horse then tell all the other horses, hold it over the other horses' heads, just by having the cape on and taking a nice sponge bath?
This is the top Google result from a website called thehorse.com.
Yep. Tell me.
Does a racehorse know if he wins or loses?
Yep.
Horses do not know if they won or lose a race. Now, that's grammatically incorrect. Leads me to believe this might not be authentic.
Not a reputable website. That's okay.
Or any other event, for that matter, in the same context that we humans do.
Yeah, I would imagine not. Well, that's sad then for Mystic Dan.
Now, according to Quora, which is also not the most reputable website in the world, says yes. Yes, they do.
Well, it's really 50-50, Josh. We one or the other. All right. We'll be back. Marty Cordero's up on the other side. Let's talk some another historic event. By the way, Steve writes in.
Hi, Steve.
How do you know if Kyle Larson got a sponge bath or not?
Poll question, did Kyle Larson get a sponge bath?
Did Kyle Larson get a sponge bath for winning by a nose like Mystic Dan did? Just make it as wordy as you could possibly do it again. All right. Marty Cordero's up on the other side. Let's talk about what's coming up this week. It's a big, big deal, and you're going to want to be there at Coniglio Field on Wednesday when Union Omaha hosts Sporting Kansas City. That's right, Sporting Kansas City. Come back for more next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.